I'm joined here now by Coach Meyer. Coach, you go into the halftime locker room only up by 3, 31-28, but a dominant performance in the second half. What did you like about the way your team came out of the locker room playing here in the final 20 minutes?
Well, actually, I thought we struggled a bit in the third there to start. You know, just really a little bit cold, but, man, I liked our looks. We got hot at the end. I think Shy kept us in it for a while there until Jada finally found her stroke because Jazz and Shy was, you know, we were riding them, and just I thought Tasha was playing great. But, yeah, it took everybody, you know. It just took everybody, and that fourth quarter was those were some impressive numbers. And we just going into the fourth, I just said – I think we had 51, and I said, Wake Forest can't score 50. Don't even think about offense. And, of course, anytime you do that as a coach, offense usually comes. You know, they're obsessed about something, and you make them ignore it. You just talk about the defense, and then the offense, they just played like the competitors that they are.
And you mentioned her a little bit earlier, Latasha Lattimore. She hadn't scored in the last three games. She comes in just 15 minutes, scores 9 points, puts up a couple rebounds as well. Kyla Oldaker, I saw you talking to her after the game. Yeah. She played really well as well. How important is it to have Lattimore, who hadn't scored in the last three games, and Oldaker, who had just been shifted to the bench, to keep their focus and play really well here
right
on the road?
And then I thought Spearman started the game. I thought Z was going to have 20. She just missed a couple at the rim. It got in her head. Tasha, you know, she was the first time that she just didn't play against Duke. It was a tough matchup for her, and we thought this would be a better matchup. So, you know, it's amazing. You go to her first off the bench, and her confidence just went through the roof. Kyla spent a lot of time in film, a lot of time in individual skill work with the three posts, just knowing that they need to catch a little closer to the basket. And except for Z, which Z did great work. I mean, she really did great work. So we probably would have had, you know, about, I don't know, 25 or 30 from that position had Z finished. So that's exciting.
And a true team victory. You said it a little bit earlier. This is Miami team that pretty much every game plays all 10. Tonight, all 10 scored. How important is it to have 1 through 10 all players contributing in a win like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certain teams and then the scouting report and, you know, like Wake had a couple of great performances from their bench as well. This might be one of the few times that, you know, we still, our bench came through, but at halftime it was like their bench was playing pretty well and we weren't getting as much. So I thought that it's the ACC, it's February, and every possession counts. And boy, did we execute some plays in that fourth quarter and shoot some unbelievable 73% in the fourth. Just great sharing, great basketball.
Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah.